Second Peter, chapter 3, hyperliteral translation. This now, beloved, is the second to you I write letter, in which I arouse of you in a reminder the sincere mind to remember the having been previously spoken words by the holy prophets and the apostles, that is the sent ones, of you commandment of the Lord and Savior. This firstly knowing that there will come on last of the days in mocking mockers, according to the own lusts of them going about, and saying, where is the promise of the parousias, the physical presence, the coming of him, from which for the fathers fell asleep, all so continue from beginning of creation? For is hidden from them this, they desiring or wanting that heavens existed from long ago, and earth out from water, and by means of water having been formed by the of God word, by means of which the then world with water having been deluged perished, but the now heavens and the earth by the same word have been stored up for fire, being kept into a day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly men. But in this not let escape you, beloved, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as day one. Not is slow the Lord the concerning the promise, as some slowness consider, but is long-suffering into you, not wanting any to perish, but all into repentance to come. But will come a day of Lord, or of the Lord, as a thief, in the which the heavens with great suddenness will pass away, and the elements burning up will be destroyed, and the earth and that in it, the in it works, will be found out. These things so all being destroyed, what kind of persons it is necessary for to be you in holy, that is separate and apart, conduct and godliness, awaiting and hastening the coming of the God day, by means of which the heavens, being set on fire, will be destroyed, and the elements burning up are melted. But new heavens and earth new, according to the promise of him we await, in which righteousness dwells. Wherefore, beloved, these awaiting, be eager, spotless, and unblemished with him to be found in peace. And the of the Lord of us long suffering salvation consider, according as also the beloved of us, brother Paul, according to the having been given to him wisdom, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them concerning these, in which is hard to be understood some, which the ignorant and unstable twist, as also the other scriptures, to the own of them destruction. You, therefore, beloved, knowing beforehand, guard yourselves, in order that not the of the lawless ones, error, having been led away, you fall from your own stability, but grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord of us and Savior Jesus Christ. To him the glory, and now also into a day of age. Let it be so.